nur für zu Glöckes. Rashi, ein Chöstum bestehen, sagt Rashi, Shedoy mem luyoyse mitzvot chavilis. It's like you're doing the mitzvah over and over again. Ki eichet diyom einoim mem veins kudushas ha-kois echud. You shouldn't make like two times kiddush on the same kois. It's like you mevazah the mitzvah, you're doing the same mitzvah over and over again. So it's gemar gufo. Rebbe yoymer ein chos min b'shtayim. You should not end off two in yonim in the same bracha. Eis tzvei levi l'rebbe, frek levi akashat rebbe. We say, aloros v'alamozen. In the second bracha we say, in bracha we end off, aloros v'alamozen, chorus two in yonim, we say eretz and we say mozen. And the gemar, no, that's not shver. Eretz the maskim mozen. It's the same thing. It's saying the Eretz Yisrael that brings out the Muslim. That's mamish one in you. Correct al Eretz v'al Peris. I will make a bracha achrayna on eating the Peris and the Zayim Aminim. We say also al Eretz v'al Peris two things. So they're more the same Peris. Eretz the Maska Peris. It means Eretz Yisrael or the Eretz that brings out the Peris. I by Shad v'yontif we say Nekadish Yisrael v'yazmanim. So we're saying Yisrael and Zmanim v'yontif. And to the Gemara, no, it's one thing. It's Yisrael shekachinu l'zmanim. It's the Bezdin that's Mekadish the Chodesh, and the man we have the Yom Tov. So it's one Inyan. Mekadish Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, and Rosh Chodesh will say two things, the same thing. Yisrael the kachinu Rosh Chodeshim. It's the Klai Yisrael, the Bezdin that's Mekadish Rosh Chodesh, the man we have a Rosh Chodesh. Mekadish now on Shabbos, though, in Yom Tov, we say, if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, we say Mekadish HaShabbos, the Yisrael v'Yazmanim. And here, look, it's two different in Yonim. It's Rashi, Mekadish HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. V'Hochol Lekla Meimah Yisrael Mekadish L'Shabbos. Here you can't say it's the Yidin that's Mekadish the Shabbos. Uzmanim. V'il Uzmanim, O Yom Tiv, Tluim Bebezdin, Mekadish Chodoshim. O Yom Tiv is totally what day of the month it is. How do you have it? Through Kiddush HaChodesh. Alfi Hariya. Avul Shabbos Kiddush HaVekaimah. Shabbos every seventh day, the Eibush is Mekadish Shabbos, not us that's Mekadish it. So it's two different in Yonim, one bracha. We say Mekadish Yisrael v'Yazmanim, and the Gemara Chutz Mizu. This is the only time that's different. Umayshna, what's the difference? Why here we say two? Hocha Chodihi, Hosem Tarti. Here still it's considered like one thing. So Rashi Chutz Mizu, Umayshna, Hocha Chodihi. Ein kan el bracha virchas Mekadish. It's like one bracha of Kedusha. She mevorach laKodesh Baruch Hu, we thank laKodesh Baruch Hu, she Mekadish HaShabbos v'Yazmanim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us such an inyan of Kedusha, he's Mekadish to us, a Yom Tov, and he's Mekadish to us a Shabbos. Avul Moshiach Yisrael, Ubeni Yerushalayim, Tarte Milonim, those are two different things. The Ein Kailim Beis Devar Mebruach Achas. Not nice to mention two different Yonim in one Bracha. Maishna Chodid, awesome Tarte. So Gemara, Kol Chodah V'Chodah B'Yapei Nafshei. Therefore, each one is a special inyan by itself. Heis Moshiach Yisrael Hashem Seh Kla Yisrael. And Bani Yushlaim is another Indian. So you can't mention two in the same bracha. So the more of a time of my and chesun b'shtayim, what's the reason why we shouldn't say two in yonim in one bracha? So the Gemara lufi shein oisin mitzvahs chabilus chabilus. It's not nice like to make the mitzvahs over and over again. It's like in mevaza the mitzvah, you're doing the same thing of piles and piles of the same mitzvah with the same chetza. So the Gemara, my heavy law, what's the maskana? How are we chesun? How do we end off the bracha? My heavy law. Omer Rav Sheshes, Posach v'rachem alam cho Yisrael, like we do, Rachem Hashem lokeinu al Yisrael amecha, you start off with that, Chosim b'Mashiach Yisrael, that's what he yields. If you start off with alam cho Yisrael, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. Posach v'rachem al Yushlaim, if you start off just mentioning Yushlaim, then Chosim b'Bani Yushlaim. Hey, there's an Indian, the Chsima should be Mi'ein HaPsicha. What you start off with, that's what you should end off with. We Lamaisa, we start off with two things. We start off with Al Yisrael Amecha and with Al Yushlaim Yirecha. But he holds whatever one you start off with, that's the one you end off with. You start off with Yisrael Amecha, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. You start off with Yushlaim, end off with Ben Yushlaim. We have Nachman Namano. Afilu Posein Barachim Al Yisrael. Afilu, you start off just talking about Mashiach Yisrael, Rachim Yisrael, Chosim Ben Yushlaim. You have to end off this bracha like we do with Ben Yushlaim. Yishum Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bene Yushlaim Hashem Nitcha Yisrael Yechanis. Amos say Bene Yushlaim, it's when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu build up Yushlaim, Bene Yushlaim Hashem, Bizman Shenitcha Yisrael Yechanis. When the Vee Yemaisa Mashiach, when the Vee Yeknis of Christ all together. Trashi, Posach V'Alam Chu Yisrael, Divinin Chatzimo Miyem Sikha. You always have to end off with the main what you started from. We have Nachman says no. Vayne Yerushalayim Tshuas Yisraeli. It's even though you start out with only about Yerushalayim, with Yeshuas Yisrael, you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, still you can end off with Vayne Yerushalayim. Why is that end part of the Tchila? The Yechsev, Vayne Yerushalayim Hashem, V'yaz Nidcha Yisrael Chanim. It's by the Binyan Yerushalayim, that will be the skula that will be Chayis all together. So if you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, you can end off with Binyan Yerushalayim, it's a Hainu Hach. It's Binyan Yerushalayim and Yisrael Amecha the same thing. Omalei Reb Zeiro le Reb Chizda. Nisni Mar, let the Mar sit down. The Nisni, a teacher, Silchas Birchas Amozin, teach us. Omalei, he answered back, Birchas Mazana le Gemirna. I myself don't know how to bench. O Tanuya Masina, I should teach you how to bench. Omalei, my high, what happened? What do you mean you don't know Silchas Birchas Amozin? What happened to you? Omalei, the Ikloy le Vei Resh Galusa. You know, I went to visit Resh Galusa. O Briche Birchas Mazana. Did the Mechabed meet a bench? I said the benching for everybody. In the middle of my benching, the zokve rasheshes lekuah yolai kechaviri. When I was kechaviya, when I was benching, rasheshes like jumped up in astonishment and turned his head to me like a snake. Has he got angry with me? Have I said he made some mistake in the middle of benching? The rasheshes jumped up. Look at him. What are you doing? That's not benching. The yamai. What happened? How come rasheshes got angry with you? The loyamri, because I didn't say loy bris for loy teru lamachos. I didn't say all these things in benching. So Pshita, Sheshi got angry at him. He left the Yonav Yoetzi, they benching. For the Gemara of Yamai Le'amarta, how come you didn't say a tag? There's a good cash on you. We learned before, you both say Bris and Torah. Zok to Kerav Chanan Yalom Arav. He holds like a Chanan Yalom Arav. Yom Rav Chanan Yalom Arav, Lo Yom HaBris V'Torah, Machus Yotza. He holds, even though you don't say these three things, still Yotza. Bris, why? L'fi Sheinu B'Noshim. Svara, since Noshim don't have Bris Mila, it's not Mistar V'Slikub V'Birchas Amosim. It's possible to know that Noshim are Mechuyi Midiraisa to bench. So it's not Mistavra Midiraisa or Likuva, you have to mention Mila. Torah or Malchus Lefi Sheinim Loi B'Noshim Loi B'Avodim. And also since Noshim and Avodim have to bench, it's not Mistavra, you have to mention it. Fret the Tanoim back to him. The Yad Shaftas Golhani Tanoi V'Amroi V'Yavdas Karav Vestach Adu Kashan you. And the Sheishas was right, why is it angry with you? What's up if you didn't like Rav? And why do you forget about all the Amroi we had before? The Lalalocha. We hold bris and tar is likuva and punk yechapt on the yochid like rav. Saka kash on you. And aloch it's like that. That if you don't say bris chash santi b'schreinu and taros shamatano, you have to bench over again. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechinen. Hatoy v'yam neitiv tzricha malchus. Like we said, you have to start off saying brachas Hashem alakenu melech olam. You have to say malchus. For the Gemara might come ashmalon. The what kol brachas shein go malchus lo shema brachas. Without saying Melech Olam, it's not called a bracha. Because Yomav Amr Rabbi Yechon Echad Zimner, Rabbi Yechon said already once. Amr Rabbi Zera, so Enfred Rabbi Zera here is saying a chiddush. Loime shetzricha shtei malchus. You have to say two times the word malchus in this bracha. Like we do, we say Hokeh Lovinu Malkenu. Even though we said Lokenu Melech Olam, we again say Malkenu. We'll soon see, we say it three times. At the end, we also say, we say really three times Hamelech. You start off Melech Olam, then we say Okeh Lovinu Malkenu, and then we say Hamelech Hatoy. But so far he's saying you have to say it two times. Omer Abzeir Loim Tzrichol Shtei Malchis. Why? Chodo Dido, one for it itself, for this bracha needs Malchus, for Chodo the Bani Yishlayim, and one for Bani Yishlayim. Has the bracha before Bin Yishlayim, since it's a bracha Smuchel Chaverta, doesn't need a Melech Olam. So we say Uvnei Yerushalayim Baruch Ato Hashem Boini Brachma. We don't say Melech Olam, and Medina does need a Melech because it's Smuch HaChaverto. But since there's no Malchus in Rachim, no Hashem Lakeinu, therefore you say two times Malchus in a Tov Yemeitiv. Correct. Gemara Yehochid Liboy Tlos. If that's the Svara, now you're making up all the Brachas that are Mitzvah Malchus. You should have to have it three times. Chodah Didei, once for Tov Yemeitiv. But Chodah the Boini Yerushalayim, it doesn't have Melech Olam. But Chodah the Birchas Haaretz. We just said no. Baruch Ato Hashem, Alos Velamozin. We don't say Melech Olam in Oritz. Why? Because it's Smuch L'Chaverto. See, if for some reason you want to make up now for all the brachas Smuch L'Chaverto that doesn't have Melech Olam, make up for the three brachas. And if the Gemara has a tefillah like this, Ella Birchas Oritz, my time Eloi. Why don't we say Melech Olam? Mishum Nevilah Brucha Brucha Smuch L'Chaverto. That's the cloud. It's a bracha summer to the first bracha benching, which there we said, bracha to Hashem lekeinu melech olam azon et ha'olam. And since we start off with melech olam, it applies for all the brachas. Sabizoi, when you shlein nami loiti boy, devil of brachas, mukha chaverto, you shouldn't have to have any reason. So also brachas, mukha chaverto. And the Gemara, you're right. Who at the end of filu ben Yerushalayim nami loy boy? Really, ben Yerushalayim does need melech olam. Like we say, bracha to Hashem, ben Yerushalayim Yerushalayim amen. That's enough. Elo, the reason why we make up another malchus in a tovim native, I did the yama malchus beis David. Since in the middle of Rachin, we have to mention malchus beis David is lavurcha aryad lo yama malchus shemayim. It's not nice not to mention malchus shemayim also. So to put it in the bracha ben Yerushalayim, we can't do it because it's a bracha smuch lechaverto. Therefore, we're moisev in a tevye meitim. We have proper Ram Arochi come. The prophet says the bigger chiddush. Tzricha shtei malchias levar medidei. Like we do. In a tevye meitim, you have to say three times melech. We say melech oilam, hakeh lovinu makeinu, and now melech atoy. We say three times. Why three times? One for itself, and two for the other two brachas. Shemach, levar medidei. So Tzai says, the hezbriz that he holds that you have to make up for Bernie Yerushalayim for the Gemara Svara. Because Bernie Yerushalayim, you mentioned Malchus Beis David, so it's not nice not to mention Malchus Vashem. Now, once we made up for Bernie Yerushalayim, it's not nice to leave out the Birchus Oritz without a Melech. So Melech, for cover of the Brachus Oritz, we also say Melech already. That's why he tells you to say three Brachus. That's why he says, Leim Mashiach HaBreiz Brachus B'Bam Nidei, Chad the Bernie Yerushalayim, Tlavur Chaya to mention Malchus Beis David without this. The gambo and yechodim loyme in it itself you can't say it to hasmucha he smucha. Akoch vayim rabatzev yemeitiv. For hoyu v'yama b'malchus the bernei rishlayim slavur charyon amanami the birchas oritz. He also already sticking another malchus for birchas oritz. Apo pishes smucha lechaverto. Hoyu lanitzkano v'zeh achazed Yeshua stout it zeh about it. Bernei rishlayim has it. We put it ready for oritz also. That's what we do. We say three malchus in hatzev yemeitiv. Right, Yosef Rab Zera Achure the Rab Gidul, the Yosef Rab Gidul Kaima the Rab Huna, the Yosef the Koma, Toer Vlahiska Shabbos, who is benching on Shabbos, and if he got to say what it say, is Oimer, he has a new bracha that he could say, and Alacha this is providing, we'll soon see, you didn't start the brachas of Atavia Meitin. If you already started, Bracha Hashem Makeno Malachoilam, Hokelovino Makeno, then you left out with say, the Alacha is you have to start over benching. But if you already said, Bernie Rachel Yishlaim Amen, and you forgot to say what say, you're allowed to write here, stick in this bracha. Toiv lehiske shal Shabbos, Omar yisev, Boruch shenosin Shabbos lemnucha leyamo Yisrael leyavo, leyois lebris, Boruch mekadesh Shabbos. Omule, man omru, who said over this halacha? Rav. Hoda yotiv akoma, then he sat down and said another halacha. Toiv lehiske shal yomtiv, in yomtiv he's got in benching to mention yalav yovoi, is Oyma, you have a right to say, but again, if you said, Boyne Rachel Yishlaim Omein, you've got to say Yalav Yovah, you can stick in this bracha, or Boruch Shenos and Yom, Tevel Yamu Yisrael, Lissim Chalutikorim, Boruch Mekadish Yisrov Yazman, Omalei Manom, who said over this Kiddush? Rav said over this Kiddush. Hode Yosef, they sat down the third time, a comma, Toiv Lehiske Shom Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, if you got to say Yalav Yovah in benching, is also, if you said, Boyne Rachel Yishlaim Omein, you could say, Boruch Shenos and Rosh Chodesh Lamu Yisrael, Lizikorim. Now, Lo Yadana here, he wasn't sure, Iyama Bo Simchi Loi, he has to put in the word Simcha for Shkodesh also or not, Lo Yama Bo Simcha, I Chosim Bo, I Loi Chosim Bo, so you have to end off with a Baruch Ato Hashem or not, and he did that, he did Rabbi. He didn't know if he himself said it, or he heard all this from his Rebbe, about Shkodesh. So tomorrow, Bar Min Yumi, Hevi, Koyi, Kaim, Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Toya Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching by Seis on Shabbos. He left out with say, for Hodel Aresha, he went back to the beginning of benching. He started benching all the way over again. Rashi, for Hodel Aresha, lepilas birchas amazon, for the Amrinon, like we learned before, birchas tfilo, gabi tfilo, okeres raglov, if he started to take his steps back already, chayz l'aresh, he left out with say, or ben davening, he forgot to say about Shabbos, he forgot yalav yavoi, is hosam hu diika kiris raglayim, why davening is totally in a kiris raglayim. Avol ocho siyem abrocho hu akiris raglayim. As soon as you finish the bracha, we'll soon see, as soon as you started, hakeh lovinu makenu adireinu, you start a tev yemetiv, then you have to go back to the beginning of benching. So that's the Yeth Mekash Omulei, my time of it, my hochi, how come you went back to the beginning of benching? He says, why didn't you just say the bracha we had before? Omulei, the Yomarav Shelo Omarav, Toye Chayz L'Royz, you should know if you skip Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to start benching over again. I spread the Gemara of Omarav Huna, Omarav, Toye Oime Bor Shenosan, if you forget to say it, say you just have a right to stick in this bracha right now. If the Bein Rachmi Shlaim Amen, you can stick in this bracha. Or Malay, it's not kasha. La vitmer olor amarav menashia batach lipon amarav loishonu elosh loiposach betzay gemetin. It's only if you didn't start the next bracha of like Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam or Kel Avinu Makeinu. If you didn't start that bracha yet, then you have the eitzah to stick in this bracha for Shabbos. Abu Pasach beatzay gemetin. We already started the next bracha. Then you don't have the eitzah anymore. And the lacher is chayz l'roish. If you skip with say and started atzay gemetin on Shabbos, you have to start over again benching. Omer Avidi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Toyer v'loy hiska shor Rosh Chodesh betfilo. On Rosh Chodesh davening, you forgot to say Yal v'yovei. His avada is not talking about Maris. He's talking about Shachris or Mincha. You forgot to say Yal v'yovei. His alocha machzir noisei. We tell him he has to daven over again. For Birchas Hamozin, what about on Rosh Chodesh? You ate a suda, you washed, you bend, you come into benching, and if you left out Yal v'yovei, he is alocha ein machzir noisei. For Yal v'yovei and Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to bench over again. Oh. Not for Shchedish. We only said for Shabbos. Yeah, right. If before you said Atov Yemeitiv, you have the eitzah to say that. Or if you already start Atov Yemeitiv, you can't stick in that bracha. You do not have to be chayzer. You're right. If after Bnei Yerushalayim you wake up, you forgot Yal V'Yavoi, you can say that bracha. Once you start Atov Yemeitiv, you don't have to be chayzer. Omale Rav Av and Rav Amr in Maishna Tfila. What's the difference between Tfila? How come on Rosh Chodesh we say if you didn't say Yal V'Yavi in davening, you have to daven over again, and if you didn't say Yal V'Yavi in bench, you have to daven over again? Or Malay, after the kashle, it's a good kashle. I had this kashle also. I asked this kashle to Rav Nachman. V'Yomali minei demashmu. Tov yom from Mashmuel. V'Yomali minei demashmu leshmili. I didn't hear the terrors from this from Mashmuel. I didn't hear it, but I'll tell you the terrors myself. El next year now, let's look into the Indian ourselves. Tfilo de chayvehin machziru noisai. Davening shachlas and mincha, you mechuyah to daven shachlas and mincha and Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you've left out Yal v'yavoi, you have a chiyah to daven over again. Ma'ashenken, brichas ha-mezoinah, coming to bench, di boi ochel, I boi lo yochel. Hey, there's no chiyah teeth on Rosh Chodesh. If you don't want to eat on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat. Since you have no chiyah teeth, the whole benching is like your shus, is melee machziru noisai. The Rabbanu will not mechayvu to bench over again if you left out Yal v'yavoi. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a chiyuv to have a suda. So first you have to wash, you have to have a suda. Merely you have to bench on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you leave out, we say, Yal v'yavoi, you have to bench over again. But in Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to wash. But so is there's the kash of Yom Tov. For heavy Rosh Chodesh, mi yayim med loy lesanis voin, to begilas tainis. And Rosh Chodesh is also to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh? So I can't, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So poshut mashma, you have to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. And the Torah is now, v'yishleim adoche prushin. I boi ochel, I boi lo yochel pas. Shechayav nu b'virchas hamozen. Means on Rosh Chodesh, true, you're not allowed to fast. But what do you have to eat? Anything, eat your yitzah. You don't bedavka have to wash on Rosh Chodesh. Avo b'yomtev tzorech lecho pas. But on yomtev and Shabbos, then you have a chiyiv, not just time to eat, but you have to have a suda pas. Therefore, you have a chiyiv to bench on Shabbos. If you don't say with say, you have to bench over again. Vashenken Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv to have pas. That's Pashup Shan, the Sugi and Taisus. The Rambam Malacha brings down the Rosh Chodesh, you didn't need to have pas. You didn't need to have a Suda in Rosh Chodesh also. Could be it's not the chiyuv, it's not the Indian as a, but it's needed to have a Suda in Rosh Chodesh also. But here Taisus says, no, Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv to pas, it just can't fast. But benching is no chiyuv to bench, definitely not to be chayzer. Taisus for the Gemara. Elomiyato Shabbos is v'yem toivim. Deloy sagi, deloy ochel. Pochinami di toy hoder, or bezoy Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you have to have a suda. Mukhuriv, if you get with say Yal v'yavoi, you have to bench over again. Omalayin, taka true, you do have to bench over again. Like we had before. The Yomar Rabbi Shelo, Omaram, Toe, if you forgot to say with say, Chayz v'roish, you have to start benching over again. Aibu, Omarapun, Omarav, Toe, Reimer, Borosh, and Othan, the same kashka before. Ivy said if you skip with say, after Bainib Rachel Yishlaim Amen, you could just say this bracha Borosh, and Othan, Shabbos, Lama Yisrael. Malavit Malah Loishonu Elish Leiposach Batav Yemeitiv. That's only if you didn't start your Batav Yemeitiv, then you could put in this bracha. Avo Posach Batav Yemeitiv. But if you already started to say the fourth bracha Batav Yemeitiv, then there's no way to Chayz L'Roish. You have to bench over again on Shabbos and Yom Tov since there's a Chiyuv to bench. Right. Ad Kam the Mezamim. The end of the Mishnah said, how much do you have to eat in order for three people to have a chiyuv zimin to bench together? Was the machlokes for Mei and the Rebbe Yehuda whether a kezayis is enough or the have to eat the shiur of a kebetza? Ad kezayis, that's the Tanakam, that's Rebbe Mei. Rebbe Yehuda Leimer ad kebetza. Rebbe Yehuda also knows the have to eat the shiur of a kebetza. But soon see, Tzai says this is the same machlokes about how much you have to eat to bench. You don't have a chiyuv to bench unless you eat a kebetza according to Rebbe Yehuda, and la lachu he'll let the rabbanon is enough to eat a kezayis. So it's Rebbe Mei holds a kezayis is enough. And if you don't know, you have to eat the biggest shear in order to have a chiyuv to bench to make zimun. So the Gemara lememra the Rav Meir choshev like kezayis. Rav Meir holds kezayis is a choshev shear. That's a chiyuv to have a chiyuv to bench. At least with the Rabban way place it says his midi right, you only have a chiyuv to bench over after the savata only if you're filled up. But with the Rabban, if you eat a shear kezayis, you have to bench. And who Adin the Mishnah says if three people ate together, there's a chiyuv zimun. That's Rav Meir shita. We have Yehuda kebetza. We have Yehuda to know the chshivas of nechila has to at least be a kebetza. Less than a kebetza, that place there's no chiyuv to bench and there's no chiyuv of zimun. For the Gemara, v'ibcha shamin lo. We learn pufa keat the shittas. What's chashiv a kebetza or a shayz of an egg? The Tanan. V'chein misha yotzem Yerushalayim. Somebody went out of Yerushalayim. V'niska shoye biyado bosa kodesh. He realized now he took with him some bosa shlomim that he had with him. His shlomim is a kochim kalim. He had a head to teed in all Yerushalayim will not eat it. Now he forgot that he had some left over in his pocket on his plate, and he left Yerushalayim. So this bosana becomes posel, it's a psul yaitzei, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Mitzchili is supposed to take it back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now here he went out of Yerushalayim far away. So the shear. Imarvat Tzoyfim, if he passed by the place of Tzoyfim, then the Rabbanu will not mechayiv you to go back to to the Beis HaMikdash, but Tzoyfim ben Kaimai. You could burn this Kachim Tzlum now, wherever you are. V'imlav, if you didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim, you could still turn back and see Yerushalayim. Chayzer v'sarf l'fnei Abiron, you have to go back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, me'yatzei ha'marocha, in the Yatzei, with the Yatzei ha'marocha. Ad kam hein chayzim, how much meat do you have to have outside that will mechayiv you to take it back to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash? Rav Meir Oimer, zeh v'zeh kebetza. Both have the shear of a kebetza. Zeh v'zeh, we'll soon see Rashi, there are two halachas there. Another halacha was somebody was going to shech the korban Pesach, and it was Erev Pesach, and he realized his house with chometz left in his house. He wasn't mevatel chometz yet. So if he has enough time to go back home and burn the chometz and come back to the korban Pesach, that's what he's supposed to do. But lo yitzur, you're not going to have enough time, then you can be tzemech on vittel. But if you have enough time, you're supposed to stop the korban, go home and burn it. How much chometz do you have to have in your house to say there's a chiyuv to go back home? So that's the two shalos, these two shurim. It's how much chometz you have to have back home to say you have to stop your korban and go home. Or else here, how much bosa kochim do you have with you outside Yerushalayim that we're going to tell you go back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there? Is Rav Meir shittur is zev v'zeh b'kebetza. To see Rav Meir holds, what's the chosh of a shir of a food to give dinim to? Only a kebetza. The Abiyud Oim is zev v'zeh b'kezayit. And Yehuda says no. If you have a kezayis chometz home, or you have a kezayis bosa shlomim with you, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. You see here, if Yehuda is machshav of the kezayis, and the Meir is machshav only a kebetza. Rabbi Yechon Mechlef was a shita. You have to change around the shita here, like we have in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says the kebetza, and if Yehuda says the kezayis. Abayi Ramanei, Luyelam Loi Teper, Ocha Bekroi Tliki. Here is the Machlekes in Psukim, in our Mishnah by benching. Reb Meir Sova the Pesach says V'yachalta Zu Achila V'savata Zu Shtia. That's all. And Beis speaks out the Savata is only mid Rabbonin. As mid writes, everybody's masking V'yachalta V'savata means you have to eat enough today Sviya to have a chiyuv to bench mid Raisa. But as Nasmachta we dashin like this Reb Meir dashins V'yachalta Zu Achila V'yachalta which is the Kezayis you have to bench V'savata Zu Shtia V'yachila V'kezayis all over Achila means the Kezayis. And this is the sheet that's brought down halacha. But let's say you finish eating your bread and you're still thirsty, you're not supposed to bench. You have no chiyuv to bench. Kol zman, you're still thirsty, you can't bench. The pasuk says, "V'chalta b'savot v'dashin zu shtiya." Means you have to make sure you're not thirsty b'shas you're benching. V'achila b'kezayis. We have Yehuda Sava. No, he dashin v'yasmach like this. V'chalta b'savot v'achila. We dashin. What does that mean? Achila sheyesh pas sviya. There has to be a bigger shiur of achila, not a portion of achila. No, some achila has some shaykes to sviya. V'yezuz u'kebeitza. But Tzoyi says, Avada it's only with the Rabbon, it's only not smachta. Avada, real kedeitzviya means the whole supper, when you're filled up. Here it just means, this is where it says, V'chata v'savot, it's not smachta, you can only have to bench if you eat something more than achila. What's more than achila? A kebeitza. That's the machlokes now Mishnah. And we pass like Rav Meir Avada that you have to bench Nebuchadnezzar Zimun as long as Yerik Kazayim. Awesome over here by Chometz and by Bosta Shlomim is Svara Pligi. Rav Meir Sava Chazarosa Kitumosai. That we say you have to go back to burn your Chometz, to go back to the Kochim, that at the same Tully, how much of a Shia you have to have to Makabal Tumah. Matumosa Begabetza. Just like the Shia of an Achila. Like some shittis, it's not makabel tumah unless they have the size of a beitza. And like some shittis, it's makabel tumah b'kol shu. But an oichel is not matam another oichel unless this oichel is shiur b'kebeitza. So tumah has to do with hilchas beitza. Therefore, Meir says the chazor is told the tumah shavoy. Af chazorosa b'kebeitza. Did afko need the shiur b'kebeitza of chometz or a kebeitza of kochim? Reb Yehuda sava chazorosa kisuroi. No, the din chazor is told the isur shavoy. Ma isur b'kezayis. Just like it's also teat chometz and pesach a kazayis are over this sidraita. If you eat vasa kochim, you chayiv a kazayis. Is that chazrosa the kazayis? So what did the machayiv to go back, even though you only had a kazayis? Rashi says the chazrosa the order of the film. Shia chazrosa kashir tumasay. Midi the chosh of linyum tuma chosh is there linyum chazor. So it's another machayik is there. Not all now machayik. Therefore, there's no stira. There it's a shaila. The chazor is a totally in tuma of yisurai. And by yes, the shaila is totally as machtesis. What's the cause? What was that? Is this all the people who have been there?